From Maine to Florida, there is a primary today. Marco Rubio is trying to hold on to his Senate seat. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz is facing a tough primary challenge. Former Governor Charlie Crist is hoping to restart his political career in the House of Representatives. And will the results of Florida's primary tell us anything about the Trump-Clinton race in November? Craig Pittman is a reporter with the Tampa Bay Times and author of Oh, Florida, How America's Weirdest State Influences the Rest of the Country. Craig, that's entertaining. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what is it about this primary that's going to give us some indication of where Florida stands in the race in November?
Well, we've got a number of congressional seats open, including a pretty interesting and classically odd U.S. Senate race involving, among other things, a candidate who boasts that he sacrificed a goat and drank its blood. And that should give us some indication how this turns out. It should give us some indication of which party might wind up controlling Congress under the new administration.
What about the presidential race? I noticed that drinking the blood of a goat is actually something that Donald Trump has not done so far.
Not yet. But, you know, there's still time before the debates. The amount of turnout will be key, I think. And also, everyone is always watching what happens in the Interstate 4 corridor, the I-4 corridor, because that's supposed to be the Sunbelt version of Dixville Notch, that we look to that to see who's going to win Florida and thus, you know, who wins the election.
So South Florida is in the blue column and Tallahassee and the Panhandle remain in the red column, even despite the controversy over Donald Trump. And where does that put Orlando in the center?
That's what we don't know. That's the swingingest part of the swingingest swing state, because we've got such an interesting mix of folks there. We've got huge influx of Puerto Ricans in that area. We've got a very large gay community there. It was interesting in looking at the history of the area that it was a very, very conservative area until the theme parks opened and they brought in all their employees are union members, so, and they tend to vote Democratic. So that area switches back and forth, so we'll obviously be watching them to see which way they go. But that's the reason why you see Orlando is currently the market that's seeing the most spending on presidential campaign ads right now.
And how's Marco Rubio doing?
For a guy who's running for a seat he said he didn't really want, he seems to be doing okay. Once again, it's a sort of a classic Florida irony. He's running for a seat he didn't really want to have anymore, and he's being opposed by a developer named Carlos Baruff, who styles himself as a sort of a mini Trump, and yet Trump has endorsed Rubio, even though the two guys clearly don't like each other, instead of endorsing the guy who's styling himself on Trump.
What about the most controversial member of the Democratic National Committee, the former chair? What's her fate going to be? She seems to be in a safe congressional district, but that doesn't mean her race is going to be quiet.
Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or as I like to call her, Florida woman, she looked to be in trouble there for a while because Bernie Sanders was very strongly backing her opponent, Tim Canova. But once the Sanders campaign kind of fell apart, then so did his support for Canova, and that's sort of dried up now. I think Wasserman Schultz seems to be pretty safe as far as her reelection chances.
Will the weather cooperate?
Probably not. It never does. We're kind of keeping an eye on a tropical storm today as people are going to the polls. Although that certainly did help spur, I think, some of the people who were interested in doing early voting. We had about 1.7 million folks who did early voting this time.
Craig Pittman is a reporter with the Tampa Bay Times and author of Oh, Florida, How America's Weirdest State Influences the Rest of the Country. Thanks so much, Craig.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.